8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick. Yes, sir. Tonight in concert, Fat Fish Pub. She is a Blues Music Award winner, among others. She was a winner last year at the 40th annual event. She won for Best Horn Instrumentalist, and she'll be up for more coming up. In fact, already up for more Independent Blues Awards, a couple of categories, and just an incredible artist, and she does it all. She sings, she writes, she plays the sax, she produces, and we're happy to have her with us this morning. Vanessa Collier. Vanessa, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for checking in with us here this morning. I know you got a long trip ahead of you today, heading here to Galesburg for the concert tonight. You were in Lincoln, Nebraska that night. You know, I always look at, before I talk to one of you that's on tour and plays here in town, I always look at your schedule, and it does not seem like a really easy life because of the travel, but I guess you're doing what you love to do, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you take the not so great with the great stuff, and performing is something I love to do. Playing the saxophone, writing, singing, you know. So I'll take it.
You know, talk a little bit about your background. I know you went to Berklee School of Music, and for people who don't know, we're not talking Berklee, California. We're talking a very exclusive music school in the Boston area. How did you end up there, and where did that the love of the blues come from? Because, you know, I think of someplace like Berklee, I'm thinking of people going into classical music for one reason or another, which I'm sure that's a part of it, but I'm sure it covers way more.
Yeah, definitely. Berklee was great for me. It was like 4 years, and, you know, I got there thinking I was going to be a saxophonist, and that was my plan, just like my teacher, and I kind of thought, yes, I thought I was going to be a saxophonist, and within the first month, I kind of I found out about the music production and engineering program at Berklee, and kind of invested some time in thinking about that, and ended up dual majoring in music production and engineering and saxophone performance. And then, you know, just had a lot of opportunities. So I did a week-long kind of masterclass ending in a concert with Kathy Mattea, you know, a bunch of bluegrass artists, did a James Brown ensemble. I mean, you name it. And I was kind of like trying to get my ears wrapped around it while I was there. So for me, it was a great, just great opening of doors, education-wise. The love of the blues, though, I would say it wasn't something that was, like, really taught there. And basically, I had loved a 12-bar blues from, like, middle school. That was how we started jazz band rehearsal, was playing a 12-bar blues. And I loved it, you know, absolutely loved always playing over a blues. And so, of course, you know, I played through some jazz and started playing through different changes and stuff like that. But then right before my senior year of college at Berklee, Joe Louis Walker rolled through Philadelphia area, which is where I'm currently situated. And my friend was playing drums at the time, and he was like, oh, you should totally come out. You know, Joe will bring you up, and he loves to introduce young talent on stage. And so I did. I brought my horn and got introduced to Joe on the break, and he was like, you know, okay, you brought your horn, you know, we'll definitely bring you up. So I'm thinking it's going to be like the last song of the set or something, and he heads up to start the second set, and he goes, you coming? And so I grabbed my horn and was like, oh yeah, absolutely, let's go. And I went up and played a song, and I was like, okay, cool, I'm done. Now I'll go back and sit down. You know, just general etiquette of jamming with someone. And he goes, where are you going? And so I ended up staying up the whole second set. And then afterwards, he offered me a gig. And it was like, hey, do you want to go on the road? So it turned into a year and a half of touring with him and kind of getting my master's program, as I say. Because I learned more in the year and a half, you know, touring with him than I think I could have in a master's program. He's an encyclopedia of knowledge for sure on history and music history. And, you know, I mean, he just knows everything. And he really opened my eyes to the blues stuff again.
Well, what an incredible experience also as a young person, like, you know, somebody of his stature. So I got to ask, this relationship, do you know Bruce Katz?
I do, yeah.
Okay, because I know...
The first person.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because I know he has a song out now with Joe Louis Walker, and then also he played here at Fat Fish a few years ago, and I actually had him on, and, you know, of course, he's toured with the Allman Brothers, among others, and I know he actually taught some at Berklee as well.
Yes. So I think he was gone by the time I got there, but I knew of him because the keyboard player that I played with studied with him, and I actually... My first gig was actually opening for Bruce Katz.
Oh, so, wow. Okay.
It was like, I got to meet Ben, and, you know, what an awesome keyboard player, for sure.
You're talking about players. One of your players that's touring with you, it's the Honey Up Tour, Vanessa Collier, in support of her latest album, Honey Up, and she'll be at the Fat Fish Pub tonight here in Galesburg. Your bass player, I know a lot of people around here, and he's played here before, and he's played with other bands. Scott Sutherland, your bass player, how'd you guys end up hooking up?
You know, I think it's just one of those things. You meet each other on the scene, and I was just very fortunate that he's joining me on this leg. So, what a bad bass player, man. I mean, just great, phenomenal.
Fat Fish Pub tonight, Vanessa Collier. So, let's talk. You've had your last couple of years have kind of been crazy with the awards, especially. I mean, the people that don't know about the Blues Awards, the Blues Music Awards in particular, that is the Grammys for blues music. I mean, any interchange in you when you won an award like that, or does it just give you more motivation and more drive to keep producing, get out there and making your music?
Yeah, I definitely say the latter. I take a lot of pride in that, and I respect them, but it's I've also learned from like people like Annie Lennox that, you know, you don't listen to the good stuff as much as you don't listen to the bad stuff, if that makes sense. So you take it all with a grain of salt, and you just try and maintain who you are. And that's what's important to me, is to stay, you know, who I am and humble and just keep working hard. That's kind of my goal, to deserve everything that comes my way.
You know, it's pretty amazing. You seem and you talk and you play like such a seasoned artist, but you're what, 26, 27?
I'm actually about to turn 29.
Oh, 29. Well, but still, you're still very young. Yeah. Either way, you're still really young.
Yeah.
So, but you've had a lot of experience out, like you said, when you were going to school, getting out with Joe Louis Walker and other things. I wanted to ask you, because people don't know, I want to ask first off vocally, because like you said, you went to school thinking saxophone. Where did the vocals come along? Is that something you had always done and just, like, hey, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to sing, I'm going to write, I'm going to play as well?
Sure. You know, honestly, I sang around the house, but I am such an introverted person that the thought of singing in front of people for a long time scared the crap out of me. So it took me a while. I took lessons with this woman at Berklee, sort of outside of my curriculum, and her name was Diane Richardson. And, for about 6 months, she completely changed my voice and kind of gave me a confidence boost. And that's really when I started singing in front of people. Of course, I know that kind of to be a leader, I wanted to sing, I wanted to write, I wanted to play. All of those things were kind of on blips on my radar, at least, the future to come. And I think it's just a skill. I've been listening to several artists that I love, Ella Fitzgerald, Nora Jones, of course, Bonnie Raitt. And just listening to how they phrase and, you know, deliver a line and what that does to me and what that does to other people, it sort of emotionally and, you know, gives you the goosebumps thing and what's making that happen kind of thing. And so it's been nice to study all those things and try and incorporate it in my own singing as well.
Did you feel that you were able to hide behind your saxophone when you're on stage, because you were in the spotlight?
Yeah. I definitely used it. You know, it was easier for me than talking. So it was like a form of communication for me from the very beginning. You talk to anyone in elementary, middle, high school, even college, they would not think I would be up running a band just because I was like kept to myself so much, you know? So I think saxophone afforded me that opportunity for a while, but now it's more balanced, and I can do both, you know.
Vanessa Collier joining us. She'll be at Fat Fish Pub tonight in concert, the Honey Up Tour in support of her Honey Up album. You know, you write, you produce, you do it all. You play sax, you do vocals. When it comes to writing, talk a little bit about your process. And I'm thinking as a saxophone player, do you write sometimes as a saxophone player? Do you write sometimes as a vocalist? Do you write music first? Do you come up with lyrics? How? What's that whole process? Or does it change from time to time?
Sure. It definitely changes. You know, my first record was basically like I took songwriting classes, and they were like five, or like three or four of the songs that I wrote for those classes that I really liked. So there was that process of like having a homework assignment. And then the second record was kind of like more of an emotional style of writing because I was kind of writing myself out of a difficult time for me. And so all those songs are about persevering through those times. And then the new record is kind of just supposed to be light and fun. And it was a bunch of story songs from my childhood and from just like really pertinent memories from growing up and starting saxophone and all that. And, you know, I think some of them come lyrics first, some of them come music first. On the new one, you know, I wrote one on bass first, and then, you know, I've written ones on guitar, I've written ones on piano, and then I've written ones on saxophone as well. So it really kind of just varies from what the song is and what I hear in my head and how I'm most able to make that come to fruition, I guess.
You know, Selwyn Birchwood was here a few weeks ago, and one of the questions I asked him was about producing, and he said for him it was, I wrote it, I know how I want it to sound, that's why I want to produce it. Yeah. Is that part of it with you too as far as producing?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's like trying to bring this whole life that only exists in your brain, you know, and you're hearing all these parts, and you just, like, what I love to do is write for the people that I think are going to be on the record now. So it's like, I hear, like Laura Chavez has played on my last two records on guitar, and like, I hear her parts when I write now. Sometimes I'm kind of like, oh, she's going to do something like this. Or I just hear it from another artist's perspective, or, you know, the drummer that I have, you know, I'm like, oh, this is going to be right up his alley kind of thing. So that is all part of the producing process, you know, and then being able to communicate with an engineer what you're looking for as well, I think is also very valuable. So I like it from all those perspectives, just to get the music out from your head and onto the record.
Vanessa Collier, Fat Fish Pub tonight, 6 o'clock is the concert, her Honey Up tour in support of her Honey Up album. Vanessa, where can people get your music?
You know, it's up on everything, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, all that. Or if you want to order directly from me, VanessaCollier.com, you can find the music and stream the music as well.
Will you have some available CDs and such tonight?
I will, yep.
All right. Well, perfect. Vanessa Collier, she'll be in concert tonight, Fat Fish Pub, 6 o'clock, the show starts. Vanessa, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to the show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. Can't wait to see you.